Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
I am calling Christian. It's Jeremy Vine.
Good morning, JV. Good morning, Jeremy.
Do you know what? I turned my radio on the other day and I heard you doing this spot about 4 or 5 days ago. So I know what it's about. I'm really excited.
God bless you. Who's asked you to give us a call?
Well, this guy on Twitter who sent me about 25 tweets, and they were very purposeful. And I was in my morning meeting here at another radio station where we were talking about the news stories, and he was just tweeting, "You've got to call Christian now." His name is Ian Lamerton, and he's got a particular interest in a couple of charities, CDH UK and the Sick Children's Trust, so he mentioned them.
Well, that's very kind of you to respond to someone trolling you, in quite a very polite way of trolling you.
No, it's a lovely constructive trolling, and I sort of think Twitter is like that, isn't it? You just bump into great things, so
yeah,
I'm delighted.
Yeah, well, good on you. I tell you what I love that you did last week. It might have been last week or the week before. You wrote that open letter to the poor lad that was that terrible incident. The teenager who was filmed with camera being attacked. But I read the letter that you posted to him. I thought was so moving. I thought it was brilliant.
That's very kind of you, actually, and it was one of those things where I suppose it's the joy of online slightly that I just put it on my Facebook page, which has only about three, I think it's my mum and a couple of other people follow it, and then I looked 4 days later, it had 1.4 million hits, so I just fell for him because when I was 15 that happened to me, and I was trying to just say, don't feel you have to be hard, because as we know, Christian, we were probably nerds at school, and being a nerd is a great thing, you know?
Well, that's it, and then that's what pushes us into do stuff like radio. So what's coming up on the show later on this morning?
Are you going to let me bring you?
Yeah,
of course, you're not on the air when I'm on the air, so it's fine. Oh, on Radio 2, what are you doing? Talking about Diane Abbott as the new Shadow Home Secretary, and, you know, people very quick to judge that it's a bad decision by Corbyn and all that, but, you know, is it? I mean, isn't it great to have a bit of what they call bifurcation, where you've got two very different people on either side of the House of Commons? Isn't that great? And we are, one more thing, we're meeting that guy. It's almost like a quiz question. There's Chris Hadfield, I think his name is, and he's the one who did, you'll know this, the Space Oddity song on the spaceship.
Yes, Commander Chris Hadfield when he was up there. Right, so he's on the show. That's pretty good.
He's coming in. Well, I'm sure you could get him, because I think he's written a children's book, so he's available at the moment. So
thank
I'm looking
much.
Forward to meeting him.
The patronisingly you went, I'm sure you could get him.
I love a bit of inter-radio station needle. That's great.
Meanwhile, of course...
Do I mention my charity at some point?
Yeah, do it now.
I didn't want to hang up and then suddenly think, oh, hang on.
You must.
Thank you. It's one I'm involved in it's kind of because of local connections where I live, not because of a personal connection, but it's called the Motor Neurone Disease Association, which is MNDA. And they do fantastic work for, I think, fair to say, the disease that most doctors list as the number one that they don't want to catch. Because you don't catch it, you get it, we don't really know why, but your whole system goes into kind of failure, and it's a terrible thing to get, and those people with it are, you know, really struggling and hoping for something to change and hoping for a cure. So I do what I can to just get the message out there, because it's not a much talked about disease, motor neurone disease.
Yeah, it's a horrible, nasty thing. Well, well done, Jeremy, for bringing some awareness to it. Now, I'm glad you're on, actually. Before I ask you Simon Pegg's question, I feel like the show owes you a big apology. A couple of years ago, we didn't have any marketing budget, and as you appreciate, breakfast shows, it's very competitive battleground, and my competitors all had expensive TV adverts. But we did a thing where we were asking our listeners to be our guerrilla marketeers, and they were making their own posters, and then suddenly, during my day, I suddenly saw my Twitter timeline going, I've just got on live and plugged your show on the Jeremy Vine show. And we did not say, go and get on Jeremy Vine.
No, I don't like that. I remember that very well. The only thing was that he did it in a very... See, you wouldn't have approved, because he did it in a slightly unimaginative way. So I said something like, what's your view on the budget? And this guy just shouts, listen to Christian O'Connell!
No, it was... I'd like to apologise. I'd also like to play the clip here, because he was actually calling... You were doing your garden allotment phone-in.
Oh, yeah, okay, tell me. I want to hear it.
Have a listen to this.
Yeah. Ryan, you're straight through to the official allotment. What's your question, Ryan?
why isn't everyone listening to the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show? 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Okay.
12.8, 12.15 a.m.
That's really polite, Ryan. Well done. You've really helped that show. They're obviously attracting a high-class listener there.
I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh, I sound a bit BBC posh there. I am sorry. I must apologise to you.
You're doing the actual feature was about peas.
Why not ring in?
And I just want to apologise on behalf of the show, Jeremy, OK?
Well, now I'm on yours, so we're equal. So
well, that's
fine.
It. That's it. And you've plugged your show. Now, the way this works, Jeremy, everyone who calls in, they leave a question for the next celebrity. Yours comes from Simon Pegg, who was on 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
And his question is, where would you teleport yourself to?
I've thought about this. I'm currently watching The World at War, which is the best documentary series ever, which is made in the 70s with my 12-year-old daughter. Yeah, have you seen it? It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think my 12-year-old daughter will be into watching that. She's.
I'm trying to just say, look, we do 25 parts of this and we'll know about the Second World War.
It's exhaustive. It's incredible. Every young person should watch it because it is the definitive documentary series about what happened. But that, I mean, only your 12-year-old daughter would be into that. That's incredible.
Yeah, you're
probably
right.
Eating your greens.
We just did the plot against Hitler, the Stauffenberg plot, where one of his own generals brings in a briefcase, puts it under the desk. Hitler isn't killed, but he very nearly is. So she took an interest in it. So I said, well, why don't we watch the film Valkyrie with Tom Cruise, which is all about... So
good
we
movie.
Did a little spin-off thing where we watched the film. So I think if I could teleport myself, I would teleport myself into that room, and I'd want to see Stauffenberg come in with the briefcase and put it under the desk. And I think I would probably follow him out of the room as well.
That's a
it
great
It ended badly
answer.
For Stauffenberg, but it was an amazing moment in 20th century history.
Yeah, it's a good movie too. And you're right, the World of War is an amazing documentary series. Jeremy, what is the question from you if we get any more in the last hour now?
Well, I thought eggheads. I thought you want a quizzy question. So my question is, what is the name of the green Teletubby?
Now, are you saying that's the level of my audience after they pee the phone hacking?
I just know that came up on Eggheads a little while, that old version of that, and it completely stumped the person who might have been some sort of philosophy professor or something. So it's a favourite question of mine.
OK, well, listen, thank you so much for giving us a call, and I'm glad we got the chance to clear the air and apologise to you as well. But, Jeremy, well done for calling in, and thanks for responding to one of our listeners on Twitter. Have a great show.
Well, thanks to Ian Lamerton, the listener, and honestly, there was never a problem with your guerrilla marketing, Christian. You can take care.
Thank you very much, Jeremy. Have a nice weekend.
And you.
Cheers, bye.